Welcome once again, Erin Beckford, our personal travel manager, who is a sponsor of Port Stephens FM 100.9. And we're going to have just a little chat with Erin this morning. Good morning, Erin. How are you?
Good, thank you, Colleen. How are you?
I'm great. It's a sunny day and all looking good. Coming on to summer, people thinking about holidays.
Yes, it's
now,
beautiful.
What are we going to talk about in today's travel segment?
So today we're going to talk all things European early birds.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes.
So can you tell me what exactly are these European early birds? They're specials, of course.
Yes, yeah. So European early birds, they first started as a way for airlines that fly between Australia and Europe and the UK to offer great competitive prices on airfares for the following European summer. Which,
so like June or something next
yes,
year.
Yes, yeah. So June, July, August is European summer, our winter. But these days, as well as the airlines, you've got more tour companies and cruise lines and other independent travel suppliers. They're getting on board with great savings.
Well, that's a big saving for the consumer, isn't it? And what's the best time to make the most of these early bird specials?
Well, most of the European and UK early bird airfares, they get released at the end of August or the beginning of September for the year prior to the summer Europe.
Yes, yes.
However, there's currently still some fantastic airfares available for May, June, July and August for 2018.
Great, yeah.
So we've got, at the moment, you can fly from Sydney to London or Paris return in economy class for at least $1,000 less than what you would normally pay, which is just crazy.
Yes.
Even better than that, or even less than that, I should say, you can fly from Sydney to Rome in economy class. So these amazing airfares are making travelling to Europe and the UK so much more affordable and accessible for everyone.
Oh, they certainly are. And I know that I did that last year before we went to the UK and Europe this year. I managed to get an early bird special.
Yes.
I think I got it about November, actually.
Yeah, okay.
The year before, and it saved a lot. Now, what else is on offer apart from airfares with early bird specials?
Yeah, there's also some fantastic discounts and deals being offered by tour and cruise companies at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I know of a boutique tour operator that are offering a few hundred dollar per person discount on all of their 2018 Europe and UK tours, and I actually had the opportunity to experience one of these boutique tours earlier this year through Bavaria in Germany.
Oh wow, wouldn't that have been wonderful? Was it great?
It was just stunning. It was just beautiful. We visited the Bavarian town of Oberammergau, where they hold the Passion Play every 10 years. And we also visited the stunning Neuschwanstein Castle, which is actually what Walt Disney mirrored all the Disney castles on this castle, Neuschwanstein.
Is that the one that comes up in their promo for Disney
that's
film?
That's what he mirrored that castle off. So that's a little fact.
Things, yes.
And, yeah, from my experience, that the boutique European tour company that I went with are definitely leaders. They, you know, stayed in all the central locations. It was really great. But there's some other 4- and 5-star tour companies that are offering return airfares for only a few hundred dollars when you book one of their European Discovery tours. So there's some great savings to be had on touring in Europe.
And some of these tours, I know I've noticed, they go from a few days up to quite a long time.
Yeah, that's right. So you can go from 9 to 26 days and have the airfare for only a few hundred dollars included. So there's some amazing early bird specials.
Well, it's all a benefit to the consumer who thinks, well, I can have a bit more money when I'm over there to spend on something. And it all
that's
matters,
right.
Doesn't it?
It does. It all comes out.
So what about river cruising? Do they have early bird specials or do you just have the same thing all year round?
No, yeah, river cruising is probably paramount to early bird specials.
All right.
At the moment, I think the best early bird offering by a river cruise company is the inclusion, of the economy airfares for under $500.
Is that return?
Return, yes.
To Europe.
Yes. when it's booked with any European river cruise of 13 days or longer, and the European river cruise company that is offering this amazing special. They actually hold grandfather rights.
Grandfather
in Europe.
Rights? What is that?
Yeah, so in the rivers in Europe, they always get the central docking stations, to the point where some other river cruise ships have to move for this company to come in and set up.
So they've been doing it a long time, obviously.
Yes. And apart from river cruising, you've also got ocean cruising, and there's some large ocean cruise lines that are coming to the party when it comes to European early bird specials. And again, they're offering a similar flight deal when people book veranda staterooms on any of their 2018 European cruise itineraries.
Isn't that great? Well, I'll tell you a little story about that was in 2011, and things weren't really good after the global financial, and we were thinking of going to Europe, and they had an ad in one of the papers on one of the luxury cruise lines, which are very small ships out of England, and I think they take about 300, but on this particular one there was only 150 people.
Oh, wow.
And it literally was half price. And I looked at it, and I remember my daughter saying, I'm thinking, oh, I don't know. She said, just book it, Mum.
Just go.
Just go. And it was absolutely wonderful. I mean, despite the fact that we had a force 10 gale in the Bay of Biscay, where all the crockery went flying all the books came off the shelves, even though they had bars along, and my husband was helping people that had wheelchairs and to get to their room because the lifts were out. But it was just absolutely wonderful. So there you go. There's the proof of if you can have a look around and save. I mean, we would truly not have been able to afford this first this five-star cruise if it hadn't been, and of course the global financial crisis had on, and it was interesting to know that although most of them were English clients on board, there were 12 from Australia that had seen it.
Okay.
And we went up the Bay of Biscay, and it was small enough to go up the rivers as well, so I can really understand what you're saying.
The European early birds.
Okay, so if any of our PSFM listeners want any more information about the offers and or information at all about early birds, they just need to contact Erin. She is a proud sponsor of Port Stephens FM 100.9, and her details are on our website. And thank you, Erin. And next time we'll be talking about what?
Well, next segment on the 26th of October, Thursday, we'll be talking about one of our favourite destinations, Paris.
It is our. Not just yours, mine
ours.
As well. Yes.
Yes.
Paris, well, that's something to look forward to. And I guess that's very fitting, seeing as though we've been talking about Europe today.
Yes.
Look, Erin, it's been always a pleasure to give us all this general information on what's happening in travel. And I'll look forward to talking with you in 3 weeks' time, because you're busy.
Yes.
And I've got some things on in a couple of weeks. So it's the 26th. And thank you once again for coming in.
Thank you.